Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Squarespace. Squarespace is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter the offer code Doug at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful. This episode is also brought to you by Loot Crate. Would you classify yourself as a geek, gamer, or pop culture nerd? Then this is the subscription box for you, my friend. For less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items of gamer and pop culture licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure to head to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. Not that long ago, and depending on where you live, not so far away, Loot Crate blasted off into a voyage across the galaxy, searching the far reaches of space to find universally awesome gear. Using December's Star Wars The Force Awakens loot as the launch pad, we landed on some equally cosmic items from Halo 5 and more. With an exclusive Funko Pop and an exclusive shirt in this month's crate, this is the loot you're looking for. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/Doug. Enter the code Doug to save $3 on your new subscription today. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the Gramercy Theater in New York City. It's Sunday, November 29th, 2015. Let me NYC your name tags. People of the Gramercy. Wow, there's a cluster of people who got right up front and didn't bring name tags. It's really interesting maneuver. We got to get there early because it's more important for other people to be up front. But thank you for getting here early if that's how you did it. Lots of great name tags. We've got a poster for The Guest. It's like art that you made for the movie The Guest. Did you do that because you know I'm a fan of that film?
Yeah? And you liked it too? Yeah, what's your name though? Mike. Okay, you wrote it there in the corner. Yeah, like signed it because it's a painting. You're on your way to being a real artist, Mike. And is that supposed to be the guy's dick? No, he's holding a gun. Okay. Looks like a dick. What's Yoda doing over there? It's a crazy ass Yoda puppet. Or the way you're holding it, it just looks like he is just about to die. He is just like, oi, oi, oi. Oh. And why is it, what is your name?
Jen.
Oh, Return of the Jen I. I love it. Oh my God, there's too many to talk about, but I see some, a big O with, are those donuts taped to it? Okay, yes! Donuts, yes! Ooh, I like that Silence of the Lambs one with my face and with the butterfly over my mouth. What's it say? Silence of the Dans, that's a really good one. But I also like Xanadu with my face over... My face over Olivia Newton-John. And where's the... Right here, we got some knitted donuts from our friend Kathleen? Katie, damn it. So close. Can you toss one of those up here to me? No, to me. That is exactly... I'm not surprised at all about how this feels. She knitted some donuts. Yeah. And she wrote to me on Twitter today and said that we could throw these at you guys. So now it's like we're taking it up a notch and throwing like bean bags at people. I don't know how violent this is going to get, but you take it back for now. We'll see if you get chosen by one of the guests, because the guests are around the corner. They can't see what's going on out here. Thank you to everybody who brought those marvelous name tags. Doug's plugs, tomorrow night's sold out 12 Guests of Christmas East Coast Edition. Who's coming to that? Right on. That's going to be available on iTunes and DouglasMovies.com in about a week for $2. So the people who got tickets to that show are going to be the only ones that hear it tomorrow. I mean, that would always be the case. But then it takes, for some reason, the iTunes, it takes like a week to put it out. Maybe we'll put it out earlier on DouglasMovies.com. This Thursday, I'm doing stand-up at Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina. Bring your name tags, yo! And Sunday, Doug Loves Movies returns to Portland, Oregon at Helium Comedy Club. It's a gas. From the corrections department, Scarlett Johansson was not in Zodiac or Iron Man 3. Congrats on sneaking that shit past me, TJ Miller and Mark Wahlberg. I was like, she could have been in Zodiac. TJ was even doing an impression of something he says she did in Zodiac. And it wasn't even her. Well played, I say. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. I'm temporarily homeless, so I just have... You know, I don't have a lot of room in my bags for stuff other than all of my shit. So my items are small, but there's some great items coming from the rest of the guests. Like, for instance, a Sharpie. Somebody, like, misheard that. He's giving away a dog? No, not a Sharpie. It's a Sharpie marker. One of these houses at the end of the street, slappy things. These pack nicely. You could stack about 20 of them in your bag, and they travel nice. Of course, a Douglas Movies t-shirt. Had to bring one of those. These are some pretty cool small items. I'll start with the least cool and work my way up. A schmovie button. Now, I'm not giving away schmovies on the show anymore, but there's a schmovie button. I'd say, no, it's sad. You're going to have to go buy one. This is a Wallace and Gromit button. Yeah, who doesn't like Wallace and Gromit? And this is fun, a guitar pick that I got from apparently a band called Weezer. I think I got that on the Weezer cruise. And, a Douglas Movies sticker. And finally, I love wooing for a sticker. What is this, a triple album? Yeah, the triple album... Wayne, Chronicles of Fetterman. It's Wayne Fetterman's album. Yeah, and he's He was brought up here and started a comedy on the East Coast, so it's appropriate for this show. As are my guests, all East Coasters currently. Please give a big warm welcome to Sam Roberts, Ron Bennington, Esther Koo, and Jim Norton.
Is it Esther?
Great job, audience. I don't know what you're yelling out, but you know I don't like that sort of thing. What are you trying to yell out?
Sammy Bran Muffins.
You see why I don't like people yelling stuff like that out? Because it yielded nothing. It got us nowhere. No, that's cool. I'm glad that people have these things that they get yelled out at them. And I'd like people to stop yelling out at me. I get out the car window, super high me! And then, you know, all these anti-Semites look around because they think a Jew is walking down the street named high me. Let's meet my guests. We got two newbies and two oldbies, and let's just go down the line starting on the opposite end. You know him from the Opie and Jimmy program on Sirius XM. Let's hear it for Jim Norton, everybody.
Thank you.
They love you, man.
Thank you. I'm always filled with shame when people clap for me.
Well, then keep it up, you guys. It's a good way to just get them all to clap for you because they just want to see that shame face.
Yeah, I don't think I deserve it.
Thank you for doing the show. It's your first time on the program. I should say everybody on stage tonight is sort of my friends from the my experiences over on Opie's network over there on SiriusXM, the Opie channel. And he couldn't be here tonight because he's got family bullshit that he has to do.
Yeah, right.
Right? On Thanksgiving weekend.
And he doesn't do podcasts.
What's that?
He doesn't do podcasts.
He'd come on here. He'd totally do it.
Oh,
he
yeah?
just had family shit. It's
oh, okay.
a long
Never
Thanksgiving
mind.
Weekend.
My bad.
We're lucky these people are here.
I talked yeah. to him today. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing.
Just texting, Jimmy. Tweeting. He pops up in a tweet. I think when he's with his family, he tweets. I think that's you see those quite frequently when he's you know watching his kids play video games and stuff. Esther Koo is here, everybody.
Esther!
Flew up from Miami, so thank you for doing that, because that's quite a weather shift you had to endure.
It's fucking freezing up here.
Yeah, it's super cold here, and
yeah.
We appreciate the sacrifice. And you've got a show tomorrow night here in
I have
Manhattan.
A show at Stand Up New York tomorrow,
uh-huh.
and then Havana Grill in the Bronx.
Both of those are tomorrow night?
Yep.
You guys are crazy with your multiple shows here. When this show's over, I'm going to be so happy to be done with show business for the night. I'm just going to kick it with holding it. What is that in your hand, sir? Are you going to smoke that thing?
No, I'm not.
You just hold it all the time?
Yes, I just hold on to it because there are tobacco laws.
So you just want to have it nearby?
Well, I also have a contact high from being in your restroom a couple minutes ago.
This is Ron Bennington, by
Thank
the way.
You, everybody. Thank you. I was just over Opie's house, left, and got here seconds later.
Yeah, he's got to stay there and clean up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had people over. The host of the Bennington program.
Yes, it is.
Which I've appeared on a couple times and always have a blast when I'm on there. And your first time on this show.
My first time here.
But you listen to, you've heard the program.
I have heard the program. I don't understand it. I know something happens about movies that's confusing.
We play some games, and I'll talk you through them. But you know, let's meet our fourth guest and see what he thinks about this. Prime time, Sam Roberts,
Prime time.
Or as I like to call him, Sam Robots.
Or Sammy Brand Muffins.
Because he's probably more obsessed with robots than I am, and I'm pretty obsessed with them, especially their depiction in film.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about this? Is your second time on the program? Did you understand everything when you were on before?
Except for why food was being thrown at the audience. Like, you reprimand them about not yelling out, and then you throw things at them regardless.
But you see the joy on their faces
they
when
like
we throw things at them, yes. Like, I wouldn't do it if the audience was like, stop it! What are you doing?
You're right.
Yeah, no, I do it because out of love, and the fact that people enjoy it so much. And then the fact that we have this lovely stadium seating in the back of the house is really makes for some fun donut throwing. And then this young lady, Katie, she knitted some donuts.
Those are incredible.
Yeah, right? So we're going to have to throw knitted donuts at people.
It's less messy.
Either that or we eat her sweater.
She used up all her fabric making the donuts, so she made a sweater out of food. Sam, let's start with you with the gift bag items. What did you bring for the gift bag tonight?
These are great. Number one.
And you're on from 9 to midnight on...
Sam Roberts Show is on from 9 to midnight on Opie's channel.
Yeah.
Well, I also host a wrestling podcast, which a lot of people know, so I always have a wrestling prize, which is a DVD collection of the best of Raw and SmackDown from 2014.
2014, just this last year.
That's right. It's a good year.
It's going to be, you're getting it in under the wire. It would be 2 years ago, very soon.
Right, still.
Yeah, okay, great.
And if you don't like wrestling but prefer weather...
I know, it's people generally, it's kind of like you're either an Elvis person or a Beatles person.
Precisely.
You're either wrestling or weather.
Yeah. Yep. This is a book called The Storm of the Century by Al Roker.
Oh, right. Oh.
So that is going to be a lucky person tonight. Yes.
Wow. I'm surprised you found any of those on the shelves.
I have the audiobook. It's fucking amazing.
Who reads it?
Al.
Oh, okay.
I was thought, you thought, who reads the book? I'm like, I can't imagine.
I just don't know when he...
Who would sit and read that book?
Is
Honey,
ever...
I got the Roker book. Shut up.
Yeah. You know Al Roker hasn't read the whole thing.
No.
There's no way he read the whole thing. He's too busy reporting the weather now. People aren't that... You don't really need to know about the Great Gulf Hurricane in 1900 ever, really. If I were quizzed about it, I would not have guessed that that happened.
But somebody's going to get to find out about it.
Yes, exactly. What do you have for the prize bag, Ron?
Well, besides my knitted donuts that I have signed Bridesmaids by the director Paul Feig, so that'll be nice. Yeah.
You have that like in your home or something?
Yes. Yes, it's being shipped here as we speak.
All right, so it might arrive tonight?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we'll try to work that transaction out for you a little later on.
I'm trying to get a hold of Paul Feig right now.
Oh, you really overpromised on that. You probably just have like
a
Netflix copy of Bridesmaids.
Do it!
All right, we'll get that later, and that's a terrific prize.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Great movie, great dude. Do you enjoy the spy movie he made, Spy?
I like everything. You know, I was on the Ghostbusters set this year. He invited me up, and it looks amazing. It really does.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right with a lady Ghostbusters. I don't know why they're talking about, and now we're going to do another dude Ghostbusters. It's like, let's see how the ladies do, for fuck's sake.
Right.
Maybe make it a lady thing from now on. Like, why does it have to be a guy anyway?
We need lady Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, too.
That's right. And a male victim in The Accused.
Jimmy's always talking to his agent about that. I'll do it.
I just think not enough support, you know, came for the groups that are against pinball machine abuse after that film, because they really tear it up. Like, it's weird it doesn't tilt during the...
That is true.
During like the kids, incident.
Yeah, kids will see that movie now and just not be able to understand a pinball machine.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, they're going to do a remake. She's going to get raped on a Wii. I just was excited that that sentence was about to come out of me. You don't hear raped on a Wii enough. Sorry that it's your turn to speak, Esther.
A female boogie nights, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Like she's got a super long vagina?
Yeah, the biggest vagina in porn.
What'd you bring for the bag, Esther?
All right, I brought two movies today. One, I brought the movie Chef.
Oh, yes.
That
lovely.
Had me searching all over Miami for the best pork sandwich. And then I also brought another movie, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh. A lot more popular than Chef, as it turns out.
Yeah, damn you guys.
Yeah, yeah. But
because
both...
one of my life goals is to get caught masturbating in a public theater.
This is a public theater.
Are there any cops here?
You have to say it's like whores. I don't know why I didn't say prostitutes. I don't know why I had to be so mean to them.
And then I also brought a T-shirt from my Oldies Parodies collection. Tie-dyed, your very own Fisting the Night Away T-shirt, which is a music video you can find on YouTube.
What's it about? Is it about fisting the night away? Some song titles aren't exactly what happens in the song.
Well, it's kind of a PG-13 rated fisting.
I don't... Hang on a sec. Pretty sure you can't sing about fisting in a PG-13 thing. Maybe you can. It's not a dirty word, fisting.
Is it?
Jimmy, you also can't fist someone 13, just so you know that.
What do you have for the bag, Jim?
I didn't think to buy anything. I'm just a
You don't have to buy something.
I just grabbed something out of my house. It's my... It's the audio book for my first book, Happy Endings.
Oh, yeah. Read by Al Roker. Yeah. So that's terrific. That's a great gift.
Yeah.
And it's good to promote it, too, because people could probably buy this somewhere still, right?
Yeah. Well, let's get a review on the person who gets it for free and see what they think.
Yeah. That's great. It says on the back, best heard on an empty stomach. So keep that in mind. And thank you for bringing that. Thank all of my guests for bringing all this stuff. I'm going to put it all in the bag. And we'll start with you, Sam. You know I like to ask one question before we get to the game portion, and that's, what was the last movie you saw?
Well, I saw a couple movies this weekend. I saw two in theaters and two at home.
Oh, break it down for us.
I was prepping for the show.
Well, you really overdid it. I just needed the one. But give us all four.
Well, this afternoon I watched The Babadook.
Oh, I see. I see what you're doing there. You watched the scary one in the daytime?
I did.
Yeah.
Last night I watched Talk Radio.
Oh, that's
Oliver Stone.
That's scary. That's scary in its own way.
I hope your career ends like his did too.
He's a talk radio show host that gets shot and killed. And then in theaters I saw the Creed movie and Trumbo I saw.
Do you think, it's kind of weird that you have to say the Creed movie, because if you say you saw Creed, whether they're being sincere or a smartass, they have to say the band. Because also, as big as it did great this weekend, it made like $30 million and they're projecting it'll make over 100, and good for them, I say. It's not a bad movie. But what was the point I was going to make? Oh, did anybody remember seeing any kind of advertising or anything about that movie more than like a couple of weeks ago? Like they sprung it on us. I think if people had more time to think about it, it would have been even bigger. And I think that Stallone does a terrific job in it. Like he's that character. It's not like he's going back to it, it's like Rocky right. got older, and that's how Rocky would be.
Right, the character actually aged appropriately.
Yeah.
Trumbo is a good movie, though.
Trumbo is very, very, very interesting. Good. I said something about it being based on a true Hollywood story, and I got a tweet from a guy saying it's all lies.
Is it?
I don't think so.
No, I think it's true.
I think it's all pretty accurate. It's like yeah. all stuff that I've always kind of heard, but I didn't know the whole story.
They shouldn't have made that movie if it was fiction.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Yeah, that's
save your fiction for what it would be like if the Nazis had won. That's nice to see all over town. Yeah. Buses yeah. with the Statue of Liberty with the swastika on it. Thanks a lot, whoever made that show.
Makes
need
for
to
better
see
subway
that every
cars.
Day.
Just well, Donald Trump could make that all happen. It's coming.
He really could. He's going to get things done. He's a strong negotiator. Okay, so Trumbo's your favorite out of all those things you said?
Yeah, Trumbo.
But Babadook's a solid horror film, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Babadook's I've never seen right. it.
It's really... Oh, you haven't?
Yeah, because I horror films bore me.
You'll probably get bored in the beginning of this,
go.
But then
yeah.
it gets good. But it's a good movie.
Okay. Ron?
Yes?
Last movie you saw?
I did see Creed, but he's already brought it up.
Did you like it?
I was disappointed that they didn't bring back Pauly's robot. I just feel like that's a storyline we never figured out. So it was disappointing
yeah,
for that reason.
Yeah, loose ends for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, you brought up how much money it made, but this is in the Hollywood Reporter. Most of the money that came in for that movie all comes from Philadelphia. So...
Oh, they all ran up yeah. the nearest steps and yes. saw it?
Rocky is the fucking Star Wars of Philadelphia. And you know, like even when you're saying like, you know, he's nailed it, this is his seventh time doing it. It would be hard not to nail it at this point.
But I don't think he nails Rambo every time.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's he's true. Lost that character a little yeah. bit. But also his physical appearance, like, I don't know, he just, you know, when he's in those Rambo movies, he's still trying to look great, so he just looks fake. But yeah. And as Rocky, he didn't look too plastic. He just looked like an older guy. Who's, you know, just trying to help out. And he still had a couple of turtles. I like that touch.
Yeah, right. Adrian didn't live, the turtles did. I don't yeah. want to ruin it for anybody.
Yeah, no, everybody in his life is yeah. dead, but those turtles, Cuff and Link, yeah. they are keeping right, keeping
she,
on.
She just moaned so she hasn't seen the last three Rockies. I did see this movie called, I think it's Mistress America is the name of it.
Yes.
Anybody see that one? Yeah.
Noah Baumbach.
Yeah, Greta Gerwig, mm-hmm. and this girl, I think she's going to be a giant star, and her name is, I think it's Lola Kirk, and I looked her up, and her father was the drummer for Bad Company, and it's always been my dream to have the entire family of Bad Company children do a movie, and we're on our fucking way right now, I can feel it happening.
Her grandfather's James T. Kirk.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Who's also played the same character seven times.
Do you think that's an accurate number? Do you think he nailed it?
No, I just
threw
he's
it done
there.
It more than that, but close, I bet. Yeah. That'd be a fun game. Esther?
I saw a movie that was shot here in New York City that I thought was so funny, Desperately Seeking Susan.
How did that happen across your eyes?
I don't know.
It was on TV?
It was on Netflix or something.
Wait a second. You don't recall how you watched it?
I smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah. But that is a fun movie.
Oh, my God.
That movie, because Madonna was okay in that movie, that's why we had to see her in 50 more shitty things.
Aww.
Like, that launched her career as an actress, and she never, ever was as good as she was in that ever again.
Right. That was such a surprisingly great movie.
Yeah, it's fun.
She smokes weed in a married guy's house. And I was
yep,
like...
Yep, that's one of the many inciting incidents that occur. Yeah, it's Rosanna Arquette was also... She's pretty charming in her day. She's still doing stuff. I saw her in some movie where she's like playing
And the security
a
guard was funny in it.
Who was the security guard? Was it Paul Blart?
I don't know. Some random guy.
Some rando?
He had like 5 seconds in it, but it was hilarious.
All right.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
There's lots of little parts in there. Like John Turturro has a little part. Like he's a stand-up comic, I think, in it. He's
maybe
like emceeing a show and saying bad jokes. Am I right? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, thanks for watching that. It's interesting. I didn't expect that from anybody. What about you, Jim?
I think the last thing I saw was Spotlight.
Oh, the that comedy about they got to get a group of people together. They don't fight ghosts. What do they fight? Oh, rapist priests.
Yes. See, you saw it as a comedy. I rented it as porn. it was... we had interviewed Stanley Tucci, so we watched that. And it was okay. You know, it was well acted, but a little depressing. And I saw The Martian. Martian annoyed me.
I'm done with space. I don't need any more movies about a guy that's lost out in space.
Because it's like they have to make things that are supposed to be like, they have to make it so spectacular at the end of the movie. And it's like the idea that he was on fucking Mars growing food was pretty amazing. I didn't need you to make the rescue amazing too, like where he's floating off in space. It just got really douchey and annoyed me.
Yeah, they blow that out in the trailer. They show him making food. He's like, how am I going to make some food? And then he makes food in the trailer. Like, problems brought up and resolved. Why do I have to pay to see this shit?
Yeah, then again, you are pointing out the flaw in my argument. Who wants to watch 2 hours of a guy making fucking mashed potatoes on Mars?
Like, is there a scene in the movie? I don't remember, but there's got to be a point where he's like, this isn't such a bad deal being here by myself on Mars. I mean, nobody's going to come along and murder me. Nobody's going to try to rape me over a wee. It's a pretty sweet life. What was the first movie you said again? Oh, Spotlight.
Spotlight, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I was going to say that Mark Ruffalo is impressing me more and more all the time. I just saw him in another thing called Infinitely Polar Bear, and he's just a strong character actor. Like, he needs to get older and uglier, and then he's going to be that guy that's in everything. Because he always brings it, you know. He's always really good.
You know, it was amazing too. I saw The Big Short. I got to see in advance of that about the collapse financially of 2008, and I thought it was going to be boring, but it was Brad McKay directed. It was brilliant, really well acted, and I almost humiliated myself by going up to another actor who I thought was Ryan Gosling, but I thought he was in the movie, and I was going to I'm going to go tell him how great he was in the movie, and the guy I was with that wasn't him, and I'm like, why would you tell me? Like, if that was me, I would have allowed you to humiliate yourself in front of another actor.
Yeah, getting confused for Ryan Gosling's not a terrible thing to have happen to a guy.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You should have, gone back over to him and said, hey, you should start using that in bars. Because it worked on me. For a while, there was a guy in L.A. that was, trying to have sex with women by pretending to be David Cross. That was pretty hilarious.
Wait, are you telling me that I did not blow David Cross? Fuck.
Sorry to break it to you like that.
Yeah, well, live and learn.
I saw Victor Frankenstein this very day, today. Yeah, you could see I'm still excited about being back outside and doing things, and living a life, because that was a long stretch of road watching that movie. And it's you know how when they made Sherlock Holmes into now Sherlock Holmes punches people and gets in fights all the time and is like an action hero? That's what they try to do with Victor Frankenstein. It's just like, come on, you guys. Can't we just wait till Pride and Prejudice and Zombies and see how that works out? Do we have to take all the old shit and add action to it? You know, because I think that one might be good. I saw the trailer for that today. Yeah, and it looks like the Virgin Suicides with zombies. Not Virgin Suicides. Sense and Sensibility. I could just say Pride and Prejudice and zombies. It reminds me of that book. It'd be interesting to see. That's what they did with Clueless, is just a Jane Austen story. Emma, I think, is the one.
I think that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
I'll ask you a wrestling question later. Didn't mean to throw a Jane Austen thing at you. That was super uncool. But now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. People made name tags, and they're going to show them to you now. Bring the house lights up a little bit, please.
Well, they're all so great.
Wow.
Yeah, there's some really good ones out there. Each of you has to just pick one and either go physically grab it from them or ask them to pass it forward or whatever
Jen
you need to do.
I love it.
And while you guys do that, we'll be right back.
Who's that on the poster?
Hey, everybody, isn't this New York City episode fun? Why bother with a commercial right now? Let's get back to it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. All right. Great job, everybody. You all got either big name tags or something that we can throw. So I'm pretty excited about your choices. What do you got there, Jim? Who are you playing for?
Jess had a bunch, but I like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Jess. Made me really happy because any woman under 40 who likes that film, I have to support.
Oh, okay. And if she wrote something on the back, don't read that out loud. It's that's for later. If she did you write something on the back, Jess?
She did, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, just don't read that out loud. That's for later in the show. Esther, who are you playing for?
Well, this poster caught my attention because I love Xanadu.
Mm-hmm.
And
who doesn't?
She, well, like the song, not the movie. And
that's a little better. Nice course correction.
And she named her poster Xanadu.
Yeah, and it's got my face on it, and you were like, why does she have a beard?
I thought that was just an old picture when she used to be a guy or something. I don't know. I thought she did a reverse Bruce Jenner, but I realized it was your face.
Yeah,
with a cute marijuana bow tie. Great job, Xanadu.
Yeah, great job. Ron, who do you got?
I got Gary Movie right here. Just spoke
it's
to
pretty
me,
good, yeah.
Song.
I kind of want that to really be a thing.
Yeah.
Just a movie with all Garys in it. Are there some Garys on there besides the guy who made the poster? Did you put other Garys on it? Oh, no, he didn't. He slacked on that.
Yeah.
Because he could have put Gary Marshall on there. Gary Busey.
Did
I ask for audience yell-outs?
All right, you're right. This guy fucked up. I don't want him anymore.
He put my face on the girl in the front row, Anna Faris, I guess, is who that probably is. But good job, Gary. And did he write something on the back, Ron?
Yes, he did.
Okay, we'll keep that a secret. And Katie's donuts, her knitted donuts, got chosen by Sam Robots.
It's Police Katie Me.
Police Katie Me, yeah.
Because Katie is her name.
Uh-huh.
6 different flavors of donuts she knitted.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how much effort went into this?
A couple of those look like they have filling.
Yeah, look. There's multiple yarns per donut.
Oh, look at that. She's even got a little coming out of the side one that's filled.
It's got sprinkles and frosting.
Yeah, that one's really, you could slip it on your wrist, that'd be a nice bracelet.
They taught us how to do this in rehab. It's nothing we should really be too happy about.
Well, she said we could throw them, so I think we should throw them. Yeah. I'm gonna take this one with like the little studs on it because it seems like the most painful.
Yeah, I'm not taking anything with the pins sticking out.
Wow, these are beautiful.
Oh, thank
you.
This
could be a Christmas ornament.
Wow.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, just throwing it right to that guy in the second row. Seems like that's a lot of what football is to me. It's just like, just throw that guy real quick. Okay. We got 3 yards. That's good. Let's take it.
Can you imagine if a riot started and somebody was trampled to death and we had to explain what they were going for? It's a knitted donut.
We had a knitted donut situation on our hands. People wanted them bad. Now, people are respectful, though. I don't worry about trampling.
Norton wanted to reglaze some of the donuts. Oh! But he
controlled. Wait a minute.
Reglaze?
Yep.
I stopped him.
I love that line in River's Edge when Dennis Hopper says something about eating pussy, and then he says, ate so much pussy it looked like a glazed donut. Classic motion picture line, you guys. River's Edge is a good movie, too.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Overall, yeah. Yeah, it's got probably better performances by some weirder actors, like Crispin Glover's really great in it.
And that's also based on a true story, which makes it even scarier than any horror movie.
Yeah. It's about a bunch of kids that just, like, they knew a kid was dead, but they just didn't tell anybody.
Right.
Yeah. Very strange. Very strange behavior. I've told people about most of the dead bodies that I've known about. It's just instinctual. You just do it. You just tell somebody about it. Sometimes you forget. Sometimes you get high first because you just saw a body. You're like, I got to relax a little bit. And you get high, and then next thing you know, you're getting raped on a Wii.
I always like telling people someone's dead when they're not, just so that people are happy to see them when they walk in the room.
Well, that's you say, like at a party that person's been invited to, you know they're going to show up, but you break the news and then they come in?
Yeah, dude, he was killed drunk driving. Oh, no, yeah. And then an hour later, they're like, ah, there he is.
You know, that's what they did with Jesus. You son of a bitch. There he is. I know it.
Points. I also, Ron, I like those unmasked shows that you
do. Thank you very much.
Where you do long interviews with interesting people.
I would like to do one with you one day.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah.
I wasn't fishing for that.
Are you still going through puberty? What was that? I'd love to.
It's time to change. All right, let's start the game portion with a little something that I call Doug Loves Musicals. I saw Hamilton today. Yep. Cost me my firstborn child. I fooled them. I'm not having any kids. I'm happy to give that one up. I've given it up in a few places. If I really have a kid, he's going to be... A lot of people are going to be looking for him. Doug Loves Musicals is a game where I just start naming songs that are all from one movie musical. Could be any movie musical throughout the history of time, starting with at the point where movie musicals started being made. And first person to yell out, on stage only, Gary Busey lady. First person to yell out the correct movie musical wins this game. And there's more games to come, so no pressure, you guys. What movie musical has the song, There Goes the Ball Game?
Amistad.
I'm going to say Damn Yankees.
Ron's guess was better than Jim's.
Basketball.
Oh,
nice.
And that was also not a terrible guess. 2 out of 3 of those guesses aren't even musicals. but they might have sang a tune or tune in there.
What's your problem?
Tune or two. The next song, Blue Moon, is in this movie musical.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Also not a musical. But that's a fun game if you can keep it going. Always guess things that aren't a
musical. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anybody else have a guess after that one?
Blue Moon. I've heard that song. Does that
count? Sure, yeah. Here's a song that Jim's probably familiar with. Happy Endings. Happy Endings.
The Woodsman?
I knew I could count on you to take that in the right direction. Honeysuckle Rose. I'm looking at Ron because I think Ron's going to be good at this.
Is it the Willie Nelson Honeysuckle Rose movie?
No.
Is it I wouldn't say it that early
if it was. Yeah. What's your guess, Esther?
Nothing.
Oh, you almost said a musical accidentally?
High School Musical.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that is a terrific guess, but no.
Nebraska.
I'm guessing that for the next one, too.
I should definitely do High School Musical sometime in this game because no one will ever get it. The Man I Love is another song from this film. Once in a While, You Are My Lucky Star.
I think if you name the movie, we're not going to know it.
Yeah.
No, that's the fun part about this game, Jim, is most movie musicals, the name of the movie is a song in the movie. And when I say it,
Blue Moon, it's just
the first one to say it back. The first one to repeat it's going to win, so stay...
Fiddler on the Roof.
Stay frosty. You brought a new kind of love to me.
Ah, shit.
You brought a new kind of love to me.
Another song called...
I think my guess was better. Oh, shit.
So I'm thinking just me.
Like 40s or 50s we're talking here, right?
When this movie came out?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't say that. That gives away too much.
Chicago.
These are musicals she's saying now.
Yep, she's on track now. Just takes her a while to get warmed up or less high.
It's cold outside.
But the world goes round.
But
Does
the
that
world
help
goes
anybody?
Round.
And finally. I gotta be able to see all your mouths. See who says this quickest.
It's the next one.
She's good. This kid's good.
The words theme from are not in the name of the musical. They're not in the answer. But these words are.
Yeah.
New York, New York.
New York, New York.
New York, New York.
I don't know.
That's not fair. He's
whoever
closer
can sing
to
it.
Your lips.
Hold on a second. I think New York, New York.
You're great. You're going to be great at this. Yeah, that was certainly a tough one. And the reason you thought 40s or 50s because New York, New York is a period piece.
Yeah.
It came out in 77. But you know the song New York, New York, right? You hear it at karaoke every time you go.
Game.
What?
I thought this was the word association game. Carry on.
Yeah, New York, New York is the name of the movie. Robert De Niro and Liza Minnelli, and Robert De Niro had to pretend to play a saxophone. And directed by Martin Scorsese, and it was a big flop at the time, but some people like it.
Well, it was directed by Martin Scorsese and his cocaine. So
yeah.
That was that period.
It's kind of a crazy movie, but it's a lot of standards, a lot of old great songs sung by Liza Minnelli and other. There's Mary Kay Place sings a song in there, and I like it.
What year is that?
It was 77. It was after, you know, everyone was like, oh, what's the guy that did Taxi Driver going to do next? And he's like, a musical. Something Rotten reference. All right. let's do the fastest answer game again, though, because I love that.
Yeah. I'm in.
Just repeat back the name of this movie when I say it to you. Who won that last time? Did Sam win?
Sam won it.
We're not doing it yet, Ron.
I think so far Gary's winning, my guy.
He's not supposed to be playing. Don't encourage audience members to yell out. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Manhattan. I think it was Ron, but I think you mumbled.
No, Manhattan.
Okay.
Woody Allen, 1978.
Oh, yeah. I think that's right, yeah. Black and white. little Meryl Streep in there. Mariel Hemingway playing his underage girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then everyone was shocked later when he had an underage girlfriend.
Wasn't he actually dating her? I thought he actually dated her at that time.
I don't think so, no. I think she was just in it.
Let's not get the tabloids going.
But he was still playing an adult man dating a, you know, a 17-year-old, because the big plot twist in the movie is she wants to go away to college and it upsets him.
I'm pretty sure he dated her.
He tried. What is he, stupid? It's his movie. He cast her as his girlfriend.
You know, in his defense, he was only 45 at the time.
Yeah. It was weird.
But
it was weird that he was just sending it out there like, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Just get used to it.
Right.
A few of the characters are like, that's inappropriate. And then they go back to talking about Kafka.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Has the most, one of the most, my favorite ever lines in the movie. It's not even, Woody Allen doesn't even say it. It's Michael O'Donohue says it. Or no, Woody Allen has the punchline, but the setup has something to do with Michael O'Donohue and somebody saying, my analyst told me, I had an orgasm, my analyst told me it was the wrong kind. And Woody Allen says, the worst orgasm I ever had was right on the money.
With a little girl.
Yep. He says it to her, and then he's like, do your homework, and then suck it.
I auditioned for that movie, Manhattan. He said I was too old. I was 12 at the time.
That would have been fun if we didn't just establish that movie's from the 70s.
I think it worked.
Yeah. They're gonna do a remake. That's what you should say. Woody Allen's going to do a remake.
Exactly.
He wouldn't cast me.
A sequel to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Yeah, instead of a two, it'll be Manhattan Ew. Let's play a game called ABCD's Nuts! Woo! Doesn't get any simpler than this game, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, it's a spelling game. Since it's Thanksgiving weekend, I decided we should give thanks by spelling Thanksgiving. We'll start with Ron, and then we'll go to Sam, Jim, and Esther. I'll go to you individually. All you gotta do is name any movie that begins with the letter that's the next letter in Thanksgiving. Esther's counting ahead, assuming everyone's gonna succeed, because if somebody blanks or says something that's not a movie, which does happen, then you will get a shot at their letter. But we'll start, we're spelling Thanksgiving, so T is the first letter in Thanksgiving. Ron, name any movie that begins with the letter T.
Tron.
What?
Tron.
Okay, I thought you said Trump. I was like, eventually, for sure. I went with a movie called The Intern, because it's fun to use the when you can. And because it's set right here in New York, that motion picture. Sam? H.
Hoosiers?
Any movie that begins with H.
Hoosiers.
You're going to go with Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
All right.
Isn't that a W?
That does begin with an H. Not a W. I went with Home Alone 2 Lost in New York. Yeah. It's much more beloved than The Intern. A, Jim. Any movie begins with A.
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, that's a terrific one. I went with After Hours. Yeah.
No, great New York
speaking of Scorsese, yeah, I love that movie.
Back when downtown was scary instead of expensive. I mean, that entire movie is about being trapped in Soho. That's it. That's the plot.
It's really deserted, and you can't get anything that you need. And
it's late, and I'm in Soho. Action.
Also, Roseanne Arquette, very cute until you start to see part of her leg.
Right.
And then it's like, oh my God, what have I got myself into? I've said too much. Check it out, you guys. Cheech and Chong are in it. Esther, N. Movie that begins with N.
Nightcrawler.
Okay, yeah. I don't think it's The Nightcrawler. I think it is Nightcrawler. Did you see that movie?
No.
Why? Are you afraid that it's about a bug?
No.
Because it's...
Is it?
Speaking of Kafka, Jake Gyllenhaal, it's about a guy who turns into a bug.
I was tempted to put Finding Nemo as my entry, but I thought I'd be disqualified.
Yeah, because that doesn't begin with N. That begins with F.
But the N is capitalized in Nemo.
Are you looking forward to Finding Dory?
What?
They're making a Finding Dory. Apparently she gets lost. I don't know why anyone would want to find that 3-second memory fuck. For my end, I went with New York, New York. Why not? We were just... Might as well.
That's cheating.
No, it isn't. Wait, can I cheat?
You're recycling movie titles already.
Yeah, see how this works? Ron? K.
K, Finding Nemo. I'll do The King and I. The King and I.
That's The King and I.
Then I'm out?
Whoa.
Yeah, I didn't think that would happen to you, Ron. Yeah.
Wow.
That's sad.
See you, everybody.
Bye, Gary.
No, stick around. There's more to come.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I went with King of New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
S, Sam.
The Sandlot.
You can do this. Thinking about the Sandlot.
No, I'm just kidding.
Too fucking late.
Just joking around. But that's going to be a strategy. Just guess wrong and you say I'm kidding right after each time.
Just kidding, guys. I was only joking.
I'm not that guy. I was kidding too.
SWAT.
Okay.
See that? That's a good movie.
Yeah. What does SWAT stand for? I mean, besides the American way. What do the letters stand for?
I don't know.
Super. Weapons, a-hole, tactics.
That's it.
Right?
SWAT.
I went with Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, that's a nice choice.
Yeah, because it takes place at the end in New York City. And I'm going to be at the Neptune Theater in Seattle on January 16th at 4:20. G is your letter, Jim.
Get Shorty.
Mm-hmm. Good answer.
Thank you.
I went Gangs of New York. I hope you guys are seeing where this is headed.
We never caught on.
As we come back around to Esther, the letter I.
Inception.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Phew, that starts with an I.
What a good one.
I went with It Could Happen to You. It was about that New York waitress got the gigantic tip. And Nicolas Cage was like, whoa? V.
Think, is there a Victor from New York? Is that a movie?
Wait, you're out anyway.
Oh.
Sam.
Just felt bad for me.
Very Bad Things.
Oh, that's interesting. You went with that, because where does that movie take place?
In New York.
No.
I haven't seen the film. I don't know.
Oh, you've never seen it?
No, I just know it exists.
That's interesting that that's your top-of-the-mind V movie, and you've never even seen it.
A V for Vendetta, then.
You've seen that?
I saw it.
Where does that take place?
New York.
No.
Because I went with Vegas Vacation because
the New York
Very thing. Bad Things takes place in Vegas. And I'll be there at the Plaza Hotel on January 24th at 4:20. Jim, I again, another I.
I, Robot.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yep. That's one of those ones that doesn't work out good for the robots either.
No.
It's bad for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the way it's going to go, but...
I love the end scene, though, where Will Smith is confronted by that robot, and he's going, tell the truth! Tell the truth! All right.
Is that it? Okay.
For my eye title, I went with It Takes Two, starring the Olsen twins, and it takes place right here in New York City. We got another N for you, Esther.
N. Never.
Let me just say real quick. I forgot. I don't think I ever mentioned this. If you guys match me, if you match what I wrote,
what then do we
you,
win?
You automatically win the game. Yeah, so it's very important.
The whole game?
Yeah, it's over. At that point, we end the show and everybody
goes
home.
That's the end of the show. Thanks for coming, everybody. You just watch people trying to name one movie out of thousands. There's no X's in this, but we do know an X one, though. An X movie.
N?
No, I'm saying name a movie that begins with X. You know one.
Xanadu.
Yeah. All right, so but what's
Xylophone.
What's your N-word? I mean title.
Not you, Jim.
Neverland.
I don't think that's a movie, but...
I don't think so either.
Grinch.
Yeah. Yes, Grinch is your N. Now the Grinch stole Christmas. I went with... it's okay to lose at this point because it's almost done anyway. I went with New York Minute starring the Olsen twins. Finally to you, Sam. You have a chance to take this whole thing down. You've been listening to how this goes the whole time. And you just need a movie that begins with G. And keep in mind, we already did G, so Gangs of New York is already out there. So another New York-based motion picture that begins with the letter G. You can do it. And not a currently running TV show on the CW.
Goodfellas? Goodfellas?
Isn't there a T in though? That, isn't that the Goodfellas?
Yeah, he's right.
No, I thought it was...
it's called Gremlins 2, The New Batch. Oh!
Better answer.
Possibly my favorite of all the New York movies. I like it even better than Muppets Take Manhattan. Now, what did you yell out after I said... They're making a Gremlins 3?
Yeah.
I hope it's set in the Old West. Everyone was so excited about Back to the Future 2 Day when it was that day, October 21st, and then it's just like, but we're not gonna watch 3 again.
No.
We're good.
No.
Yeah. All right. Let's play Last Man Stanton. This is another game where you take turns answering, but I like to play along on this one for the fun of it. So if I happen to win, whoever comes in second after me is our winner. And if I happen to, happens sometimes, we're going to get from an audience member, I've already pre-selected somebody, so don't yell anything out, we're going to get the name of an actor or actress with a large body of work. Esther was great at this. What name was it in Florida when we played?
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly. And what did you say?
I don't know.
Do you remember what anybody said? So it wasn't even a tutorial on John C. Reilly for you, because it didn't stick any of that information. Name one John C. Reilly movie.
Step Brothers.
Yay! So hopefully it'll be a better, not a better name, but you know, an easier name tonight, because John C. Reilly is kind of a tough one. And let's find out the name of the person who contacted me on Twitter. Mike Mercadal? Mike Mercadal?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Mercadal.
Sounds like one of those, you know, drug commercials. Don't take Mercadal after midnight. Don't get wet while taking Mercadal. Mike Mercadal, who would you like us to play Last Man Stanton with tonight? John Goodman. That is a good one. John Goodman is a good one. Who won that last game? Nobody. So we'll start with Ron. We'll switch the order up. We'll start with Ron, then we'll go to Esther. Ron, name any movie featuring the great John Goodman.
Raising Arizona.
Of course! Esther?
Oh, God.
You got this.
Can we broaden it to TV shows?
What's that?
Can we broaden it to Doug Loves Movies and TV shows?
No, we can't broaden it there. No, just movies. We're going to stick with just movies.
Man. Nebraska?
I love... I want to know the process behind where that guess came from. Like, do you know who John Goodman is?
Isn't he Roseanne's husband?
Yes, in real life and on television. yeah, he was
okay,
Dan
Ghostbusters.
Hey, that's not fair. She got two guesses.
Wait, am I right?
No, he's not in Ghostbusters.
No.
You're going to think of some later, especially the ones that we say out loud, but you're going to... If you know what he looks like, you should be able to think of something. It'll click in at some point. But, you know, you'll play in the next game.
I'm still catching up on my movies in life in general.
Yeah, because you weren't a big movie watcher as a child.
Right.
Very strict parents.
I didn't have a TV or a VCR or anything.
Yeah.
You know?
I do. I hear that. It's a tragic story. I'm happy to bring you on here and teach you things. Like, I'm so proud that you remembered so many John C. Reilly movies. We did that a few months ago. Which way are we going?
Jim.
Flight.
Yes. He's the guy you don't want showing up if you're trying to stay off everything in that movie. All right, I'm going to say... there's so many, but I'm just going to go with one that I just saw. Trumbo.
Oh, you asshole.
I was looking right at Sam as I said it.
Oh, you are venomous. Oh,
I'm going with Trumbo.
What a rotten person on your own show. And we're your guests.
I've been all right with everybody else.
So far. King Ralph.
You could come up with another one.
Thank you. Okay.
I thought, is he in a movie called Solid Choice, Sir? Is she yelling out a title? Ron.
I'm going to go Barton Fink.
Yeah. Jim.
I can't think of the name of that fucking Ben Affleck movie. I'm so irritated.
Oh, yeah. Don't say it.
Do it.
People, that's always a point where they jump in when somebody's like, I can't think of it. Oh, well, I have it. Yeah. And I'm going to share with you now. Like, that should be a strategy on Jeopardy, is the contestants just go, I think I know it. What is it again? And the audience member
yells out. Okay, I heard Argo from the audience, so I won't use that one. I'll say Punchline.
Oh,
all right. Probably the most realistic depiction of our jobs, Jimmy.
Especially the locker rooms. We all have the locker rooms.
I love just hanging out in the locker room, and the guy that he dresses up as a nun, he's always in there, so it's fun to watch him change.
Yeah.
And Taylor Negron's over in the corner going,
and watching that soccer mom just get up there and be funny, it feels so good as a comedian to see that.
All right, whose turn is it? Ron's?
No,
oh, it's mine.
Yours, man.
Okay, I'm going to go with Argo. I'll do another one if you want me to, but... Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, let me think for a second.
Rough crowd.
This is just really tough for a stoner to come up with this one. The Big Lebowski. But he's deceptive, that guy. I mean, he's been in a shit ton of stuff, but like...
Yeah.
It's hard to, you can kind of remember his presence sometimes and things, but.
Didn't he play the Penguin in Batman Returns?
Don't be ridiculous. That was Sam Elliott.
I'm the Penguin. What,
if only I could think of one. It's on the tip of my...
Hey, what's helping? Oh, wait, Ron, you're next. And you could still afford to give him one?
Yes, I'm ready.
That's how good you are. Okay, here we go.
Mr. Roberts.
Sorry. Not correct.
You got me.
Yeah.
Finally, we have a strategist in this game.
This game has gotten ugly.
Yeah.
And you didn't even let me deliver the news that he was wrong. You were just like...
He did it on purpose.
No. Yeah, he got you good. He got you real good.
Do I feel silly?
Oh, goodness. That was fun.
You writing down Ron, Mr. Roberts so nobody else says it?
What's yours?
The Babe. The Babe.
The Babe, yeah. Jimmy?
JFK.
Oh, you know, that's always a terrific guess because there's so many people in there. It's worth taking a shot because the whole Screen Actors Guild's in there. But I'm pretty sure he's not.
He played Jack.
He is? Okay. Some guy that sounds like a fan of Jimmy's. They're in a cafe. He's definitely in it. I know. I was the second shooter.
Wow.
See. I mean, I was the other. I was on the other camera. Yes.
I thought he played Jackie, but you might be right.
All right. The corrections department will get into it later. You've convinced me that he's in JFK.
There's 500 people here with phones.
I don't like it. Don't look it up. He's not? You looked at the entire cast of JFK, or you just... You looked at his.
He was in... He was uncredited.
Oh!
Because that was a non-union thing.
You're thinking of John Candy is in it.
No, I know, but I just couldn't think
but,
of a movie.
But, I had moved on, so it is officially... Jim is still in the game, because he tricked me. But I'm not going to bother the corrections department because we all know.
I thought of a movie.
That it was wrong.
Oh, this is great.
All right, one time only offer. Everybody gets a shot to get back in. One round.
Wasn't he in that movie, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead?
Esther.
Is that just a... Are you just insulting John Goodman?
Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Because he lost a lot of weight recently. Oh. He's looking pretty good.
John Goodman, you just said John Candy.
I did?
Yeah.
John Goodman. John Candy's no longer with us.
Was he here?
Yep. So at the top of the show, the ghost of John Candy is just on my shoulder, and eventually I'm like, get off, you're heavy even for a ghost.
Didn't he do a voiceover animation?
Who?
John Goodman.
I bet he did. Don't say, you guys.
Finding Nemo.
We're not done yet. That's another terrific guess, but no. No, he's not in that. Okay, so I do know that he was in the Flintstones. Sam?
I just thought of one.
It's your turn.
Well, I lost.
Everybody gets a free get back in.
Oh. Was he in the Flintstones Viva Rock Vegas?
No. No, they replaced everybody.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Original cast is always the best.
Yeah.
I have Finding Llewyn Davis. Is that...
You wasted your get back in.
I don't care.
Okay. I'm glad there's no pressure. All right, so it's just you and me, Jim.
I was not...
Do you have another one?
I don't feel like I belong here, but I'm... I'll do the best I can for you. Was he in Leaving Las Vegas?
No.
Good. Good, because no. I wasn't going to guess Leaving Las Vegas. I just wanted to make sure I wouldn't be wasting a good guess.
He was in Inside Llewyn Davis. Yeah,
You said find. Oh.
The prequel to
Finding Nemo.
The prequel to Inside Out. That'd be fun to make a little animation of all the characters in Llewyn Davis's brain, because he was such an a-hole in that movie. And John Goodman was mean to him from the back of a car. He gave him a lot of abusive talk and then was out of the movie. But the audience, they know some that we missed, and they are dying to tell us.
The what?
Matinee.
Arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia.
Nobody said arachnophobia.
I wish we still had some donuts. Throw in your damn mouths, you smarty pantses.
People love guessing.
They're not guessing, they know.
Guessing is fun.
Yeah. What? Red State?
Red State.
I never saw Red State. Monsters, Inc. Of course, that's why you knew he did a voiceover. He's fucking Sully in the Monsters,
Inc. movies.
She won
that one.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
I remember.
Oh, he's, what's his name? Sully? That's what
he
said.
He was in True Lies. That's right, True
yeah, he
Lies.
Was, he was the Jamie Lee Curtis role in True Lies. It was played by John Goodman in a wig.
12 Angry Men.
Now you're just hurling insults. So what if one of us is Coyote Ugly and another one's a gambler? Yes. The Gambler with Wahlberg, that's right. Evan Almighty. Hangover 3, he was a bad guy in that. We said Flight. That's how long this drags out for us. People start yelling out shit we already said.
You know, we are forgetting one, though. Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. He was the guy jerking off in the bushes.
Oh, yeah. He's fucking great.
Yeah, because they got to switch pants at some point. You got to be there at the transition, at the ceremony. Because they all go commando, those girls. So you get quite a show when they change those traveling pants. Because if you pick the right laundromat, you have to wait for them to do a whole cycle of laundry, and they're just standing there with no pants. Let's play one more game. Yeah. The most confusing game of them all. Reverse Leonard Maltin. Regular Leonard Maltin's going to make a comeback tomorrow night for the 12 Guests of Christmas. But in the meantime, I love Reverse Maltin. And who do we think won that last game? Like, who had the most inventive failure?
I thought Ron won it. Ron, I fucked up with JFK. I thought Ron won it.
I thought it was Esther.
Okay, so then we'll start with Sam.
You know, nobody else mentioned Batman Returns.
What is this game?
It's true.
That was Danny DeVito played the Penguin.
Reverse what?
Common misconception.
Yeah. Reverse Lennon Paul?
Yes.
It's reverse Leonard Maltin, right?
Oh, Leonard Maltin. Yeah. He said reverse Lennon Paul. I'm like, oh no.
It's perverse Leonard Maltin.
Yeah, Leonard Maltin has this app with movie reviews on it, and I use that to play this game. And we'll start with Sam and then go to Ron, Esther, and then Jim, because Jim will have time to figure out what the hell's going on by the time it gets to him. Sam gets to choose between three films and which one he thinks he knows the most actors in the cast of the film as listed by Mr. Maltin. And then the bidding begins. After Sam says how many he thinks he can name it in, then it'll go to Ron, and he has to either up the bidding or challenge him to name it. Name those names, and then he has to name all the names. If he fails, then Ron gets the point. So it is possible to win through not knowing anything. levels the playing field. There's no reason to point fingers. which one of these three movies, Sam, do you think you know the most actors from? A Christmas Story, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, or Christmas with the Cranks?
I'll say National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
All right. 1989, Leonard lists 16 names from the cast of this film. So you just have to name them in any order. How many of those do you think you could come up with?
I could do four.
He says he can do four, Ron. Four.
Four.
Of the cast members of Nat Lamp's.
Is that what they say?
War on Christmas. Oh. More on Christmas.
So I say name them.
Whoa. You think? That's what he's going for. People in the audience are shocked. Woo! Esther and Jim are like, what do we get to play? How does this work? But Sam has to come up with four, and a point is on the line. We're playing to 2 points.
Well, Chevy Chase.
Don't, please. I beg you. We won't tell him if he's right until he's said four names.
Beverly D'Angelo.
I just got a laugh off of giving the audience stink eye.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
If you say so.
And
one more.
Kid from Big Bang Theory. Would be the fourth and final.
He's good.
Of my top four. That would be four. In your face, Bennington.
That's your final answer?
I can't remember what the
It has to be as listed. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, the, you know, uncle. I can't remember his name.
Uncle.
You know, he's got the brother who's not crazy, but he's crazy.
Oh, Mr. Roberts.
You're thinking of
Star Whackers.
You're thinking of Johnny Galecki and Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid
are the names you couldn't come up with, which I always thought you were going to get four when you like pulled out D'Angelo and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I thought you were on your way, but unfortunately, you didn't make it. And Ron Bennington gets a point. All right, this time we're going to start with Jim and then head over to Esther.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Jim gets to start us off by picking a title. Which one of these do you think you know more people from? Valentine's Day? New Year's Eve? Or Labor Day? Which is not an alternate title for What to Expect When You're Expecting.
I didn't hear. Is one of those The Shining? Valentine's Day, Labor Day,
or New Year's Eve?
Valentine's Day, and how many does he list from that?
He lists a lot of people, so this is another chance to just swing into the wind and see what happens. He lists 9/11.
Yep. I can name 19.
six, eight, 10, 12, 15. He lists 21 names. From Valentine's Day. How many think you can name? You know, you could bid as low as one if you want.
That's good news. We're gonna bid at one.
He's saying one, Esther. Do you think you can name two people from Valentine's Day?
Maybe two.
You think? All right. So I guess she's saying two, Ron.
Yeah, I don't know why she would.
But I think you could do better than two, Ron.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
I think I could do a round two somewhere.
Oh, you don't think you can get to that magic three?
No, I don't think
you want to give Sam Roberts a look, see where he's at.
Sam?
Yes,
you know
Ron.
This movie?
Oh, very well.
How high can you go?
I'll tell you later. If need
sounds
be.
Like he'll bid higher if you bid three. I don't know. I don't know if he's playing games with you right now.
Or you could bid even
there
higher.
There could be revenge at stake here.
Yeah, I'm out again.
You're what?
I'm leaving her at two.
Okay, Esther, all you got to do to get a point is name any two of the 21 people that Leonard Maltin lists as starring in the motion picture Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Here we go.
Rachel McAdams.
People, someone's already so sad for you.
Oh, man.
Are you thinking of Mean Girls? No, Valentine's Day. One more. Name one more, just for the fun of it.
Rob Lowe.
You know, with a movie like this, those are both guesses. Like, why wouldn't they be?
They're attractive
movie.
People.
They're attractive.
They would be in love
in a Valentine's Day
movie.
Yeah, they'd fit right in with Ashton Kutcher and Jessica Alba, Jennifer Garner and Julia Roberts, Patrick Dempsey.
Jessica Alba cut me in line
Bradley
at the
Cooper.
At the airport.
Let me get through the whole list, and then you can tell me all your grievances about every one of them. What happened?
Jessica Alba cut me in line at the airport.
Oh, she cut... She took out a shiv and cut you? No, she just got in line ahead of everybody because she was fancy.
Yeah.
Or did she really just barge in ahead of you? Or was there somebody from the airport
A TSA agent escorted her to the front of
the
line.
Yeah, that's what they do. So she doesn't have to... Jessica Alba shouldn't have to stand in line. No, I mean, the people that are going to bug her while she's just standing there, they don't need that. They got more important things to do. Just whisk her through and go back to... looking at everybody suspiciously.
Oh, so is Jessica Alba in the movie?
Yeah, that's what I was doing, is listing off... Did you think I was listing off other people that would have been wrong guesses? Here's what you could have also said and not won. John Goodman. Sylvester Stallone. Mark Wahlberg. Werner Herzog. They're all not in this movie. But there's a shit ton of people. Topher Grace was a great guest on Opie and Jimmy recently.
Yeah,
super nice guy. He's been on this show. Taylor Swift, of course, she's been a great fan of me on this show. Taylor Lautner, that werewolf kid. That's why he got it cast in the Twilight movies. He really is a werewolf. So he's having trouble working because
he hunk.
Kills a lot of people at lunch. They break for lunch and he just starts murdering people. It's terrible. Emma Roberts was in this too. Anne Hathaway, Jamie Foxx, Jessica Biel. It really was great guesses, Esther. You really could have,
so
those people
guess?
Could have so easily been in this movie.
So did I win?
Yeah.
I said one. She tried to take me up at two and
right.
Failed.
But then Ron is the one that ultimately challenged her to name the two.
It's 2 points for Ron.
Okay.
So Ron, Ron is our absolute winner. Ron did it.
By not playing.
I gave a tip to my friends over at DraftKings that Ron would probably win tonight, so I'm going to get a little taste of that action. So I'm pretty excited about that. Let's give the prize bag to, who are you playing for again, Ron? Gary. Where's Gary moving?
Gary is right here.
There he is. He's right up front.
Congratulations, Gary. Congratulations to you, sir.
Oh, that's got a long-winded shithead on the back of that donut box. There you go. You get that back. Let me get these other name tags from you guys. And also, starting with Jim, what do you got to plug? You got some dates and stuff coming up?
I have a new tour on sale very soon. It's called Mouthful of Shame, and I'm working everywhere. Just go to jimnorton.com to get tickets.
Yes.
Jim Norton, and listen to him weekday mornings on Sirius XM. What are the numbers, 103?
I don't know. I honestly don't know what the numbers are.
It's 103.
One of them's 103, but what's it on XM?
In my car.
206.
That's probably Sirius.
206, that's right.
Okay.
Professional broadcaster Sam Roberts, he knows.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah,
it's
good
my
job.
Pleasure.
Esther's looking at her phone for some plugs.
Yes, I'll be at Stand Up New York tomorrow. I'll be at L.A. No, for real. December 12th at Places in L.A.
Awesome. You'll have to come on Getting Dug with High while you're out there.
Yeah.
Love to have you back.
And you could listen to my podcast. It's called Koo and the Gang on iTunes.
K-U.
Yes.
And the Gang.
Exactly.
Thank you. Ron Bennington, host of Bennington. You know, you heard the numbers already, right?
That's right.
It's on Opie Radio 103.
Well, I'm on Raw Dog 99, 12 o'clock every day. And then also, I'm taking Esther to Star Wars and seeing if she can guess what movie she's watching. It's going to be really exciting.
I have two guesses.
Yes, sure. You get two.
One of them is Star Trek.
Do you know the title of the new Star Wars movie, Esther?
The new one?
Yeah.
Star Wars Goes to Chirac.
Why would you ever do a show and not have her on it?
I know, right?
Crazy to me.
It's amazing.
Because I bring the best prize bag gifts.
Well, I was on your side then. I was saying, you should be all the shows. I wasn't against you.
But this has been a very easygoing panel, you know? Like,
sure.
I only got through one cocktail the whole show. I haven't been, like, drinking like crazy, like, oh, I gotta get drunk for this. Sam? Sam Roberts' show.
Every night, Monday
every
through Friday.
Every night, 9 to midnight, Eastern time.
And you can hear the Sam Roberts Wrestling Podcast every Wednesday.
What time's that on?
On the internet.
Yeah.
Whenever time you want. It's
and
all
Jim Norton also has a very fun advice program.
Oh, yeah.
Where people call in and get advice.
It's on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock.
Eastern.
Yes.
I listen to it while I eat lunch out on the West Coast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In my car like a sad person. I'm already eating alone. I might as well listen to something fun instead of sitting in the dumb McDonald's. So one more round of applause, everybody, for all of my guests. Jim Norton, sorry, Esther Koo, Ron Bennington, Sam Roberts. DougLovesMovies.com for all my shit. And now I'm going to say the shitheads, having to decide which one order to do them in. Okay. I think I feel pretty good about this. People who get angry if you say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas are a shithead. Jewish guilt is a shithead. And Donald Trump and his big, fat, stupid fucking face is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess made.